Support for Writer's Almanac on WVIK comes from the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center, working together with volunteer donors to provide blood products and services to hospitals throughout the region. Information at bloodcenter.org. Well, after that interesting conversation with Joni Dimmer Freeman on teaching reading, what are you reading, Roel?
Well, I've been reading summer reading lists. It turns out, and I hadn't noticed this before I started looking at stuff for Scribble, that about this time every year, everything from Good Housekeeping to the Tribune to the Wall Street Journal to the Christian Science Monitor comes out with their recommended summer reading lists.
Mm-hmm.
With the assumption, I think, that it ought to be a little lighter and it's time off, right? The Christian Science Monitors is called Light and Breezy.
One summer I read all of Dostoevsky.
And
how late is that?
My thinking is, for me, as an English teacher, the summer was the time when I could really get into the stuff I've been waiting to get into all year. Mm-hmm. And so what I'm going to do over the next few weeks, for this summer at least, is do a Scribble reading list. And I would begin with a book nobody would ever believe I could recommend, and it's Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Uh-huh.
It's a book you all know but have never read.
That is true.
Except for the 1% of you who may have occasionally read it. Frankenstein is probably the best book ruined by the movies of any book I'm familiar with.
Well, it drains the philosophy right out of it.
Well, the original movie with Boris Karloff, if you go back and you look at that, the compassion and the understanding and the human nature is all there, but it is just so overshadowed by this monstrous monster, and it's amazing. You will have a good time reading it. Mary Shelley's parents were both social activists, really social activists, and the questions she raises in Frankenstein seriously are, what does it mean to be human? Are humans by nature bad and they have to be trained to be good, or are they by nature good and somehow evil is introduced to them by culture? And the other question is, when you create something, what responsibilities do you have to the thing that you have created? You make something, and can you just dismiss it as Dr. Frankenstein does?
Well, see, now you're ruining a perfectly good series of movies.
No, you can go back and look at the movies. And the movies are good, the clean fun. Mm-hmm. But this is far more than a kid's book. It's far more than a horror film. I didn't even think about this until the last few years I was English department chair at the beginnings of the feminist movement. We discovered that about a third of all the women who applied for jobs here had as part of their PhD dissertation something about Frankenstein. And I said, what's this Frankenstein? And I went back and I read it. It is really a good, profound, disturbing, and horrible book, too.
Yeah.
It is really worth reading. So don't go light and breezy this summer.
Well, no, that is an excellent recommendation. And I have seen more references to that book in recent years than I had before.
People have awakened to it out of the slumber that the movie put them in.
Yeah. It's
or all the movies.
Well, you know, that's sometimes a movie can put you off from reading a book. You think, oh, I've seen that, so I don't have to read it. And that's almost always a mistake. But make no mistake about it, we are running out of time now. Our guest today was Joni Dimmer Freeman talking about teaching reading. And we'll come back to another aspect of that and teaching writing later on. But right now, we're heading for the exits. I'm Don Wooten with Roel Tweet. We'll see you next week on Scribble.